This is another episode of Beyond Clean, broadcasting from our Academy of Cleaning Excellence studios inside Jim Supply.
Dave and
Bobby.
Well, we're back with you again. I don't know how many shows we've done already, but I know that we ended the last show with we were getting ready to travel.
Yeah, where'd you go? You left and went somewhere.
Well, we both left and went somewhere. But
where'd I go?
I went to New Orleans this week.
No, I asked where did I go.
No, I don't know where you
went. No, I think you said I left and went somewhere. I don't know where I went. Okay, go. You went. Where'd you go?
I went to, I went to Tallahassee, Florida, and saw one of our clients that went through the Rockstar program at the end of last year. Saw them, talked with them about everything that they were doing. And, they were giving me feedback as to, how the program went and some of the things that they've changed in their organization as a result of that. I kind of thought I was just going to talk with them about a few things, and when I walked in, all of their supervisors were sitting there for a two-hour meeting.
You better have been prepared.
I wasn't really prepared for that, but you know what? I carried my computer, I've got all my videos, and so, they got into the new mopping system, the divided bucket system, and a couple of them hadn't really understood, so pull up the video, show them what to do. Then we start talking about all kinds of other things. Gosh, they're trying to change their chemical program. Yeah.
Good stuff.
Yeah, all good
stuff.
Where'd
you go from there?
Another 7 hours west to Baton Rouge, Louisiana.
What were you doing there?
Well, here again, back to the Rockstar program. We were actually speaking at the National School Plant Managers Association. So these are plant managers from all over the United States coming for their annual meeting. Of course, I don't know if you know it, but almost every state has their local school plant managers.
Yeah, we've got the Florida school plant manager.
Right, so that's what they had, and I got to present the Rockstar program on the, as it was, the last presenter on the last day of the conference.
Well attended?
Yeah, I mean, you consider that it's this time of the year, and there were people there from Arkansas, Virginia, California, New York. I think there was even somebody from Maine.
Where's it next year?
Virginia.
Same time of year?
I think it will be. I didn't know. But hey, I will tell you this. After the program was over, they invited me to come speak at that conference. So.
Oh, they didn't kick you out. They did. Ask for their money back or not?
They didn't ask. No. Hey, I guarantee you what. You look at all kinds of different things. I got to see my first TV in a mirror in the bathroom.
Oh, I saw that in Vegas at the MGM a while ago.
I mean, of course, where they had this was at the casino. I don't go to these places too often, except for these conferences. You walk into the bathroom, it's great and everything. You look up there, and there's this little, looked like the mirror was broken, but it was nice and square. And there's a remote there. You touch the remote, here comes a TV into the mirror.
That's pretty cool.
I know that has nothing to do with what we were just talking about. But
no, I've only seen it at MGM. But I don't travel as much as you do, so
yeah.
There you go.
But it was really great, and I sent you a video of the closing party.
Yeah.
Now, I guarantee. Those people in Baton Rouge, they know how to. Yeah, they do know how to party.
It looked like they were having a good time.
But it was really good too, because there was a lot of good speakers there. From different things. I mean, they had three different breakout groups during the day that I was there, and. I'll tell you what, it's wonderful to be able to go around the country, as we're doing now, and have a program that the people enjoy, they're engaged with, and that they talk about afterwards.
No, that's what's great about the Rockstar program. I saw online, you actually sent it to me, but I'm going to read a little bit about it, speaking of Rockstar custodian thing, and then you can maybe tell us some more about nominating people as Rockstars.
All right.
So there's a school custodian, this was on Good Morning America's website, there's a school custodian who was called to the gym to clean up a big mess in quotes, was instead surprised with an honor from the entire student body. The idea to declare February 14th Mr. Ricky Day came from two students at Tamarack Elementary School in Owensboro, Kentucky. The day honored the school's beloved custodian, Ricky Young. And they were quoted as saying, "We were waiting in the car ride line, and we saw Mr. Ricky wiping water and blowing leaves off the playground," said Adeline Smith Simpson, fifth grade student. And she said that about why she wanted to honor Mr. Young. "We just thought teachers could appreciate it a lot, but Mr. Ricky doesn't." And we'll put a link on this. It has a very cool video of the pep rally they had for Mr. Ricky on Mr. Ricky Day.
Yeah, they had a pep rally for him. Yeah. I mean, come on now. I mean, you know, now, if that isn't showing appreciation, there's these tidbits that happen every once in a while. And I think that's the thing that we're going to be doing this year, is looking for these type of things. And the whole Rockstar program, and rightfully the people at the conference this week, they recognize it's a motivational thing. It's not about product, it's not about procedure, it's not about equipment, it's about the people. And that's what this Mr. Ricky thing was all about.
Yeah, so if you got a Mr. Ricky, you got to nominate Mr. Ricky at the at rockstarcustodian.com. There's a link there to nominate your Mr. Ricky.
Well, we also have that in the on the academyofcleaning.com, because you know both of the websites we run together. And I think on academyofcleaning.com it's under free stuff, you know, because we have so many things to put up there, we have to find places. So it's under the free tab. It's free to nominate any person. Now I will say there's some required things. You know, we have to know the school, we have to know the district, where it's at. We have to know the name of the person that you're nominating. So there's a few required things. But after that, there's 9 categories, and it's basically the word custodian, and that's the Rockstar custodian. We break down the word custodian. So there's a few things on there. If you want to put in why you think you're nominating your Mr. Ricky, I guess, put it in there. We're accepting nominations from now, which is we're looking at March 1st until September 1st. So anybody can nominate. And then somebody, I'm not sure, we haven't decided who the team is going to be that's going to pick the top 10. And they'll move on to the second round. By the end of the year, let's have a rock star from 2019.
Oh, yeah. So nominate your rock star in 2019. There you go. You know, last time we did, we speaking of the rock star, we made it the 7th pillar at Gem Supply. And we talked about maybe talking about the other pillars. So I'm going to throw out another pillar real quick. Get another pillar down.
Oh, no. Okay, so are we going in order? Because we started at the end, so are we going backwards in order?
No, I'm just kind of jumping on them as I see them.
Oh, we don't believe in order, huh?
No, we're just going to jump on this one. Our second and not, well, we talked about the Ace Club Rewards Program when we talked about the Rockstar Program. So we've kind of already gone over 2 of the 7 pillars. This pillar I'm going to talk about today is the Gen Inventory IQ Program. And that's a Gem-managed inventory program that allows you to save time by letting Gem take care of your inventory needs. So everything from putting the products in your facility at consigned cost, no cost, eliminating your ordering and stocking. We actually bring the stuff in, put it up on the shelf, put it all away. You've got one vendor, one contact, and one bill at the end of the month, not multiple bills. It takes so much to create a purchase order and have multiple invoices come in on a purchase order.
So when you said it costs so much, do you know what the average cost is of just creating an invoice? What's the dollar amount?
Oh yeah, it could be anywhere between $40 and $75 just for creating a PO.
And following it through and all of that.
Yeah.
So it does make a difference.
Oh yeah, for sure. So instead of having, and the best part is turning that inventory in your closet into cash. There's no reason to be sitting on 30 cases of toilet paper if you're only using 10.
So what you're talking about here is just like what we like to do at Gem Supply, is it's how many times you turn it over, not how much stock you have in the building.
Well, yeah, and then not having to sit on the stock. They don't want a back order. They don't want to run out of product. We want to make sure they have plenty based on the space that they have, but they shouldn't have to pay for it. It's our inventory sitting there for them.
Just in time for use.
They only pay for it when they use it.
Right.
Yeah. So that's That's the Jam Inventory IQ program. Probably our second most popular pillar for most people. At the end of the day, when they look at it, if product pricing is the same, it usually is saving them about 18% off their total cost. So it's a very nice program for people to jump into.
So you're talking 18% to be saved on what we're really talking about is inventory control.
Yeah, labor. The labor of the people putting it away, the amount of people that are touching a purchase order, and the amount of people touching multiple invoices. You may, through the course of a month, place orders weekly. If the vendor back orders you by chance, you could have 5 or 6 invoices at the end of the month that have to get processed. And the way it works with the GEM Inventory IQ program is we take the inventory weekly, let's say, whatever the stock levels are. Orders come in based on your usage, and at the end of the month, you get one bill based on your usage. So it's a simplified, instead of 5 or 6 bills being touched, you got one at the end of the month.
Well, and this goes back to when we were talking earlier days of moving away from ready-to-use to concentrates. That was some of the same thought, was controlling the inventory. Let's not handle so much. Let's not have so many line items. Let's move and condense, and so you're just carrying it on even further now.
Yeah. So that's the GEM Inventory IQ program, and you can read a little bit about it on gemsupply.net, and go from there. Facility advisor can talk about it if you need them to. So that's what I got on pillar number 3.
Oh, that was pillar number 3. So we went over 7 and number 3.
We went over, that's 3 is in the third one I've done. So we did Ace Rewards program. We talked about the Rockstar program, and now the GEM Inventory IQ program. And the next time we talk, I'll talk about the 4th one, whichever number that is.
Whichever one. So where are you at next week?
I'm here, Orlando.
You're here in Orlando?
All week.
Well, tomorrow we have another major launch.
Tomorrow's March 1st.
Right.
Well, it's first Friday.
Well, we always do First Friday. I forget about that. A lot of people don't know.
No.
So what's First Friday?
First Friday is where we feed lunch at all our branches. So we have a lunch and learn, in theory, at the Tampa, Lakeland, Kissimmee, and Orlando branch every Friday from 11:30 to 1.
Customer appreciation.
Yeah, that too.
That
certainly do.
Yeah.
Yeah. So tomorrow, I think we're having, in Orlando, I know we're having chicken, we're having Spanish chicken and rice, I believe.
Well, you guys will be. I'm going to be doing virtual presentation.
Oh, yes.
I'm going to be stuck in here in the studio.
Yeah, you have your Triple S presentation.
Yeah, the Academy of Cleaning Excellence has been awarded what do they call it now? It's so new to me, I'm getting it all wrong. I don't want to do that.
Value-added vendor
to Triple S. So we'll be making our presentations nationwide to them through what we consider standard operating procedure for us, but virtual or video conferencing, virtual presentation, we'll be doing that. And then, I don't know if you know this or not, but we do live classes here, which you do know that, but there's 2 people driving from Alabama on Tuesday to attend class here in Orlando with us next week for floor care.
I did not know that.
So, I mean, this is the power of the courses, the marketing. I mean, how many emails a week do we send out? I mean, the list is growing. I know that John is adding to the list by the thousands almost every week.
Yeah, I think last year we sent out, actually, add up all the emails, was 1.8 million or something like that.
But just to the point is what I'm trying to say. And we always wonder whether the social media, whether the emails, whether all this. And so I did. I asked him, I said, how come? And he said, well, we found you online. They're at a power company, and they do floors, and their local vendor doesn't have any programs for how to help them with professional development, and so they're driving all the way down here. And I told him, I said, I know exactly where you're coming from, because I just drove through there yesterday.
Hmm. It's funny, you said about social media. I think a ton of it that we've done over the years, and in fact, we met on social media. We met through LinkedIn.
Yeah, LinkedIn's how come you and I are here.
In LinkedIn, I think I searched, I was trying to find a SITS approved, or ISSA, SIMS, or whatever it was back then for the master's class. And when I Googled, when you in LinkedIn searched for the sixth part, there was two people who came up. I sent emails to both. You're the only person responding. How about that?
So see that and I also did that on a timely basis too.
Correct. You were fast in responding and responding. So yeah, that's a half of the sale is showing up.
But well, that's true. But the thing is too, and what you didn't know at the time was I had spent nearly a year going through special LinkedIn education on how to build the page, how to put the right things in the right place. And you always wonder, does the effort really pay off? And in this case, we are here, the Academy of Cleaning Excellence, the Rockstar program, if I really want to track back because I took the initiative to do that on LinkedIn. So I think their message to everybody is, it's not how much, it's not really doing, it's getting out there and keep doing and keep doing and keep doing, and it gets better. Because I guarantee you, my first LinkedIn pages weren't anything that you would have wanted.
Well, I'll tell you, go to, I put up a video provided to me by one of the sales facility advisors. John Pose gave me a video from the sales meeting we did with Triple S last week, where it had the toilet paper guy.
Oh, yes, yes, absolutely. And it's going crazy.
Yeah, it is. And the views are tremendous that I've seen from it. And a lot of comments, a lot of fun stuff about it. But it does show the power of interesting videos and timely stuff, and how LinkedIn can be in social media can help drive some of the business.
Well, I think that key word there is timely, and that's why we struggle to continually make sure that it's, and that's why you and I are doing a podcast, because this is what's happening this week. These are the real things, not something that's taped that you listened to last year and it's out of date. You know, And you know, hey, I will tell you this, because I sent the podcast link out to some people. I've actually got some people say, I clicked on the picture and no video came up.
Yeah, they want video.
They want video. And I think the thing is not everybody's understood, actually, that podcasting is the new age of radio. It's still, you know, it's, we need pictures. So yeah, we've got the YouTubes, we've got all of the pictures to go with it, and that's what you were saying. The video brought in.
Well, I'll tell you what, Paul Owens did a presentation. He was talking after the video was out. He was out presenting, going, talking to somebody about the difference between household toilet tissue and a controlled longer toilet tissue roll. And he said he was doing the numbers and he was doing the presentation, but he could tell it wasn't clicking. And he went and showed the video and closed it. So right off that video, right off the LinkedIn, closes the deal and contributes back to the
So what we need to tell the next people that come to a sales meeting is just don't say anything, just demonstrate something, we can take a video of.
Yeah, bring something cool. Stop boring us with your crap.
Okay, so what you're saying is now I've got to put a link in this podcast to the video because everybody's going to be wanting to see this video.
Yeah.
Probably should do that, right?
Yeah, that's a good idea.
Okay, so I think we're both going to be here locally next week, but here in a couple of weeks we've got the Florida APA show.
Yeah, FLAPA.
Well, that's what we call it here, FLAPA. I think towards the latter part of March, we're going to be with the Rockstar program in Baltimore. So I'll put the link in there to that. So if you're listening to us from Baltimore or in that Pittsburgh area, maybe want to come to the Baltimore show and learn about the Rockstar program. I'll put a link in there for the Rockstar nominating so that people can get in and nominate.
That sounds good. That's all I got for today.
That's all you have. So, folks, remember my three words, healthy, positive, and proactive. Keep it going that way. We'll talk to you on our next podcast. Thanks.